Arya was certain he was dead, but when she crept closer, his eyes opened.
"Arya Underfoot," he whispered, "you must warn your lord father."
Frothy red spittle bubbled from his mouth. The master of horse closed his eyes again and said no more. Inside were more bodies, a groom she had played with, and three of her father's household guard. A wagon, laden with crates and chests, stood abandoned near the door of the stable. The dead men must have been loading it for the trip to the docks when they were attacked. Arya snuck closer. One of the corpses was Desmond, who'd shown her his longsword and promised to protect her father. He lay on his back, staring blindly at the ceiling, as flies crawled across his eyes. Close to him was a dead man in the red cloak and lion-crest helm of the Lannisters. Only one, though. "Every Northerner is worth 10 of these Southern swords," Desmond had told her. "You liar," she said, kicking his body in a sudden fury. The animals were restless in their stalls, wickering and snorting at the scent of blood. Arya's only plan was to saddle a horse and flee, away from the castle and the city. All she had to do was stay on the King's Road, and it would take her back to Winterfell. She took a bridle and harness off the wall.